Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It is February 14th, 2015. It is 12:30 in the afternoon. Correction, it's 12:45 in the afternoon. Oh, I'm 15 minutes older than I thought I was. Today is Valentine's Day here in North America. Well, I don't know. I guess it's Valentine's Day everywhere, I suppose. A lot of people are going to think that I don't have a romantic bone in my body, but I don't really look forward to Valentine's Day. I think it's just one big commercialized mess, really. I've never really bought into Valentine's Day, whether I was, you know, before dating, even dating my wife, when we started dating, or even now. You know, I'm probably not going to do anything for my girls. I know that sounds terrible, absolutely terrible, but I don't, much like my mother can't stand Mother's Day for the same reason. She says, you know, it's, why set aside one day? You know, why not just be nice and kind to your mom throughout the year? And it's the same way with Valentine's Day. I just find this whole thing of celebrating one day out of the entire year and showering your spouse with gifts or whatever. Why not do it on some nondescript Tuesday afternoon that means absolutely nothing? Say in the middle of, I don't know, July. I don't know. Just something out of the ordinary and spontaneous. And not because the stores are inundated by heart-shaped chocolates and heart-shaped candy and giant teddy bears holding hearts and blah, 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 blah. So no, I do not celebrate Valentine's Day in the traditional way. In fact, we don't really even observe it. I don't know if my wife is going to do anything this year. I know last year we had both agreed, and we had agreed over many, many years, that we were not going to do anything because we both felt the same way about it. It's the same way with Christmas, of course. But anyway, not just. I know they went. My daughter went horseback riding today, and I know my wife had made a little happy Valentine's Day card for the manager of the stables where they go. But you know, she didn't say anything to me. We didn't wish each other happy Valentine's Day or it's just another day. And what I feel bad about is all those people that are single that do not have a significant person in their lives, and society is just bombarding them with this stuff. And I remember doing an audio boo a long time ago on whether it's also bad to just be alone, just be by yourself, and not have a significant other in your life. And what does that mean? What can one live a life, a fulfilled life alone, and not have to worry about somebody else, and not so much worry, but should people give in to society's pressures of, you know, you have to meet a significant person and fall in love and get married and have kids and blah, 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 blah. Right? I just, even that, I do not necessarily view that as the ultimate. Okay, and as there are different people in the world, therefore there should be different ways of living your life. And society shouldn't dictate, and certainly I feel bad for those people because they're inundated by messages. Be it at stores, be it in the media, be it on the internet. Just they're continuously bombarded by this message. So that's basically how I feel about Valentine's Day. No different from other previous booze where I've perhaps mentioned it. And the second part of the question for this February number 14th audio challenge was, do you believe in love at first sight? And again, I heard a very interesting interview yesterday with a couple. And they've been together for 30 some odd years. And I really liked what one of the people said in the couple. They said, being in a couple for that long requires you to realize that you will be with a different person every 7 years or so. And it's true that things come in around 7 year cycles. And every 7 years, people change. And what they were saying is every now and then, you sort of have to go on a date of sorts and kind of go over some principles and some observations and theories of life and philosophies that you may have talked about before in your relationship or as a person, and say to the other person, well, you know, remember I used to feel such and such about such and such a thing? Well, that's changed now, and that's no longer my view. Or I don't feel that same way anymore. And I found that such a great take on long relationships, where both people can change, and change in cycles, as they say. And I've maintained for many years that there is the me, the you, and the us. And oftentimes I think people in relationships forget about the me and the you. In other words, they forget about their individuality and are thrust into that us so much so that they forget themselves. And in doing so, when they have a moment of reflection or they step back and they realize they've forsaken themselves for the relationship. That's not always the case. I mean, there's a lot of people that just give their all to a relationship and never think twice about it. My mother was like that. And I know several other people who have been like that and have lived long, fulfilling lives that way. But there are also many people I know that have sacrificed their own personality, their own person, the person that stares back at them in the mirror, for the sake of another person and for the sake of a relationship that did not allow them to grow. And there's lyrics from the rock group Rush, and it says that in a relationship, you must allow a little bit of space to allow each person to grow. And in growing, therefore, they come together again. And I think that's a really positive way of looking at relationships, in that you have to allow each person to grow, to evolve, and to change, possibly. And sometimes in changing, people fall out of love. But then you have to step back and define love. What exactly is to be in love? So that whole question, going back to that whole question about love at first sight, well, I don't believe necessarily in love as a long, deep affection and respect for another person at first sight. I believe in maybe definitely sexual attraction at first sight, physical affinity at first sight. Sometimes you fall in love with that person's personality at first sight, but that may change. Sometimes it changes for the better. Sometimes it changes for the worse. But love at first sight? No, but there is a connection sometimes that is formed. And that I believe in. That there is a bond, a connection that can see a relationship through hard times because of that initial spark. I guess that's about the best I can describe it. Anyway, that's my take on it. February 14th, February number 14. Thanks for listening.